Derek Forsyth is a wildfire information officer in Edmonton with Alberta Wildfire. He joins us on the line today. Derek, thank you very much for joining us. Holy moly, has the start of the season ever come fast? Because it seems like only yesterday was the 1st of January. Start of the season comes in a couple of weeks. Comments on the fact that we're already here.
Well, you know, it's almost like for us the season never really ends. I mean, I know officially it ends 31st of October, but there's always lots of work to be done even in the off season. So we've been busy planning for 2026, and we're getting ourselves ready for another season.
Is it a different approach this year as far as Alberta Wildfire is concerned, considering we've had more snow than in past years?
No, not really. I mean, we have had a lot of snow this over this winter, more. I think I read where Grand Prairie had 83 centimeters in December, which was like way higher than their 25-year average of, or 30-year average of 25 centimeters. But for us, snow this time of year isn't really as important as what we're going to see on the ground in that last week of March and into the first couple weeks of April, because it's all about that moisture on the ground as we start to warm up for real, because the most volatile time for us in terms of wildfire starts and behavior is often the springtime when you have all that dry, desiccated fine fuels, the grasses and things like that on the ground left over from last year. we're always counting the days in the springtime to what we call green up, where the leaves flush out and the grasses are back, because that, that means that there's not the fine fuels in that aren't as volatile as they are in, April and early May.
Good point you bring up here, Derek. I'm assuming, please correct me if I'm wrong here,
sure,
that a bunch of snow on the ground doesn't necessarily equal a sufficient runoff and a higher moisture level heading into the spring to help green up things a little quicker.
That's right. I mean, because as we've seen even this year, Calgary had snow, lots of snow before Christmas down south and into Rocky, but we saw after that the Chinooks had blown in and we were down to bare ground. We had a couple of fires in the Rocky Mountain House forest area. One was 250 hectares here after Christmas.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So, I mean, snow comes and snow goes. If it disappears quickly and the ground is still frozen, then that moisture isn't going to soak in. It's going to run off, into the rivers and streams, which is great for, drinking water supply and agriculture, downstream and things like that. But it's not really a big help for us in terms of, quieting conditions down for wildfire season necessarily. If we get a long slow melt in the springtime and the ground has time to, thaw out and that water gets a chance to soak into the ground, that's better for us. But if it disappears quickly and runs off into the low spots and into the rivers and streams, then that's not really helping us a whole lot in terms of mitigating wildfire risk.
While the approach of wildfire season going into the spring has not necessarily changed, in your words, is
right,
it the same sort of way of thinking that we as residents of Alberta have to think heading into the spring season?
I think so. I mean, because, the folks who've been doing this in wildfire have been at it a long, long time. I mean, they've seen just about everything, So we're ready for whatever conditions face us as March falls into April and April into May. But as we say to Albertans, we say it every spring, be extra careful in the springtime if you're out on the landscape, because there is all that dried, that desiccated fine fuel that if a fire does spark off and it happens to be windy, I mean, that can, those fine fuels can carry that wildfire really easily, and it can grow to a substantial size and gets into a tree line where the trees are all still dry from, the winter, then, it can become an issue for us.
Planned burns, I'm sure, are in the works, are they not?
Yeah, every year they have planned prescribed burns across different forest areas. I mean, Peace River is looking at the Hutton prescribed fires this spring. They also do hazard reduction burns, which is working with communities. I think up there it's Paddle Prairie, Little Buffalo, and Cadott, mm-hmm. to burn off some of the grasses around those communities to reduce that wildfire risk up there. And, you know, other forest areas do the same kinds of things. But with prescribed fires, that larger activity, I mean, the conditions have to be, there's parameters, or if you want to go like a left and right of arcs, I call them, for conditions that have to be met, or we don't launch the project. We'll just keep it on the books and, you know, on the shelf until we can get the conditions we want at the time of year we want to allow that to go forward, because we don't want to risk a prescribed burn getting away from us and, you know, causing a larger wildfire. We, you know, those conditions are really quite tight, and we stick to those religiously. You know, but nature is nature. We can have those when we start. Something could, you know, happen. Wind gusts come up or something. Who knows? But we stick to those conditions fairly rigorously.
Even though fire season has not officially started until the 1st of March, I'm gathering 310 fire is still active, is it not?
Yeah, we keep that line open, and I've been on the desk here for a month. That's the way we do it here in the winters. Somebody takes the phone for a month. And I've had calls mostly from down south, but there have been some people from, you know, the northern parts of province who've been asking about, you know, do I need a permit to burn? And, you know, you don't, at least with us, you don't. From, you know, 31st of October through to the 1st of March. But we ask, you know, we have a list of suggested conditions that people try to follow if they're going to do some, you know, some burning. Chief amongst them is kind of waiting until there's 15 centimeters of snow on the ground so that, you know, there's no, none of those fine fuels around that could possibly catch if the fire gets away from you. And then, of course, going back to the sites to check them after the burn is out, in quotation marks, to make sure that everything is still cool and there's nothing smoldering or, you know, it's laying there that could, you know, be a potential future problem as spring approaches.
Fingers crossed we have a quiet season, but just in case the season isn't quiet, is Alberta Wildfire ready?
Oh, yeah. No, we've, you know, as I said earlier, we've been doing this a long time, and we know how to get ourselves ready. It's a cycle. So, I mean, every year the fitness tests and the hiring is done for crews. You know, the equipment and contracting for, you know, heavy equipment and helicopters, that stuff is worked on in the off season. So we'll have things in place and ready to go, you know, for the start of wildfire season. And, you know, as conditions get to a point where there is less snow and more grass out on the landscape, we'll have resources in place to be able to respond should we identify a wildfire, should one pop up somewhere.
Derek Forsyth is a wildfire information officer in Edmonton with Alberta Wildfire. Derek, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.